This is your podcast, the podcast, The Teenage Limbo with Rafi. This is still your host, Rafi. Stay tuned for the most exciting episode. In my view, this involves being fully engaged and mindful of the current moment, without expressing so much focus on your past or future, fostering a sense of awareness and making the most of each present moment. It's all about dwelling in the now. Hello everybody, and welcome back to another episode of The Teenage Limbo.
Yay!
I hadn't introduced you yet. I just bumped in. So everyone, I have got a guest, a very special guest to me. I think I'm giving my guest a shout out on my last previous episodes.
About couple shout out your accountability partner.
Yes, mm-hmm. About that. You don't worry, don't feel too proud. Anyway, so let me welcome you formally. Let me welcome you. So I have here with me, She Cleo, Miss AKA Cleopatra. She's a poet, a writer, a storyteller, and the best creative you could ever know.
Oh my God.
Aside that, she's my very, very good friend. And yeah, she's the guest of the day. So I'm going to welcome her properly now to come and introduce herself, because only her can really tell us, oh yeah, what
okay,
are you about?
Okay. Hi, everybody. Hi, guys. My name is Cleopatra, Cleo for short, and I'm a writer. I'm into transit poetry. I guess that's why she's emphasizing on the fact that I'm the best creative, because...
But wait.
You want to ask me what transit? Don't do that. You go and research on it. It's like okay. A new concept. So like...
Wow.
I don't write poetry like the other poets
do,
like following stanzas and lines and all of that. I just like to express myself.
Wow.
And write it as it comes. I don't even need to take my time to edit anything. I just do it, and then people are like, oh my God, you actually wrote this. You wore your hat on your sleeves and whatnot, and all of that.
You see, guys, I always tell you guys, I have the best for you. The best. I don't think this show ever carries, like, you know, people that do not have something to offer. So,
true that.
This is your guest for today. So, welcome, Cleo, and the Teenage Limbo is so excited to have you.
Yay,
on
thank
this
you guys.
Episode. So, everybody, welcome back to the Teenage Limbo with Rafi, and this is still your host. I don't know why I didn't say this the first time. I always do that the first time. Well, this is still your host, Rafi. And yeah, this is your podcast, The Podcast. And today we are talking about something very exciting. Very, very exciting. Something that you must have heard before, but maybe you have not started applying, because, I mean, as human beings, we always get carried away by different things and different life-consuming activities. So today's topic is controlling time, living in the present. There's a semicolon, so controlling time, living in the present. And I already introduced my guest earlier. She's a poet, so obviously she has so many things to say about this topic. But first, I'm going to just give it to you guys. What I'm not talking about time travel, because the first thing you do, even if you go to Google and you be like controlling time, Google is going to give you the actual scientific definition of what it is to literally control time. But that's not what we're here to talk about, the figurative aspects of controlling time. So this is about you taking a hold of the time you have in your hands now, living in the actual present, living in your now, like living each day as it is, like not thinking about your past and not even dwelling on the future that we are not even sure I'm not saying we'll die young, but but like, we're not even sure if we'll get there. I mean, Jesus can come. Anything is possible. So there's no need dwelling in something you cannot handle. So Cleopatra, I know you've had like previous times in your life, or everybody has, but we want to hear from you, like, how would you define living in the present? Like, what, how would you conceptualize it? Like, what concept would you tag and say, yes, this is my own definition of what I would call living in the present? So go ahead, tell us.
As easy as it may actually sound, mm-hmm. it's actually very hard to apply. Like you said, have we been applying it?
Mm-hmm.
Living in the moment or living in the present is actually, it's actually a concept, because if you look at it figuratively, not everybody is doing that, because
yeah.
I want to believe that most, not just young adults, I want to believe that most humans are always anxious about something.
Mm.
If you're not anxious about what's going to happen at your workspace, you're anxious about what's going to happen maybe during a family meeting,
mm-hmm.
or just a conversation you're having with your friend, or you want to like give out some kind of news to a friend or something, and then you're just anxious, just basically anxious or fearful about something. So in that notion, I'd like to say that living in the moment or living in the present is when you actually just program yourself or your brain to like just
program. I like the way you use because you have to work,
towards. It's a conscious effort you're supposed to make. You know, when we talk about this whole anxiousness and all, if you're living in the moment, you're supposed to like just do not dwell in the past. If, okay, let's use the emotion anger. If you're angry about something, you're literally living in the past. I know anger is an emotion everybody is supposed to feel and express, but if you're talking about, oh, somebody did this to me, you're speaking about it in the past. And that's like literally you living in the moment. If you're depressed, and I'm not trying to invalidate anything here, everybody has
gone past
the depression stage at some point in their life, do you understand? But if you're, you know, anxious or angry, and you're like just deliberating on it, and you're just focusing on that aspect, you're actually dwelling in the past. Why I said conscious effort, because everybody has done it at some point.
So
you just have to make conscious efforts to actually live in the present.
And this concept, in a way, it actually builds. I have an episode on Don't Rush Heal. I always, because that episode, like, it encompasses, like, different things. Because now, even living in the present, you still have to take conscious efforts, like you said, to try to heal yourself. That program is that you're trying to, like, heal. Maybe it has to come from a place of hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You get, or not a place of worry. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people come from a place of hurt. Or, like, we can have, like, past events where you have an issue with someone that hurts you so bad, and maybe there are potentials to that friendship, but because you just keep dwelling on that hurt, you don't even grow. You don't heal past to make that conscious effort to be like, okay, man, this person hurt me real bad, but life goes on. We don't know what the future has in store for us.
Exactly.
So like, it's just that whole thing is just connected to you as a person, healing and trying to grow from that spot and leave as life comes. I think there's this, I don't know, I forgot to be saying, hey.
First, just say that.
I was going to go, okay, I think it's related to something like, okay, yeah, it's Carpe Diem. Mm-hmm. Seize the day. I think Olamide, that the indigenous Yoruba.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he has a song, Carpe Diem. It's actually a
song or an album.
Okay, that's an album.
I think that's the name of an album. I think. I'm not too sure, but.
But I know that
I know Carpe Diem, yes.
But Carpe Diem is a term, an actual term, and it means seizing the day. So like, we should literally just Carpe Diem and not Carpe the future or something.
I swear, that's like the highlight of this episode.
That's the highlight of this episode. Because like, why? If you worry, what are you trying to change? So now, based on what I'm about to delve in, would you, I know everybody, no matter how much we talk from now to tomorrow, as a human being, worries are some things that you cannot control. That's why even the Bible tells us, oh, do not worry, because the Bible or God knows that, oh, this is something that you just unconsciously do. So maybe when you're reading your Bible, you just say, ah, do not worry. If you're going to worry, you just not worry anyway. So Cleo, like, I know you've had days and times where you've worried, and maybe still worry or planning to worry. You cannot use, like, we have 24 hours each day since we're focusing on living in the present.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even in times when you worry, there are days you worry for the full day, mm-hmm. like a whole day, and it messes, you know that when you do that, it messes up, like, your full day. Your full day just turns out to be terrible because you worry throughout the day. But, like, have you ever been, like, faced in a situation where maybe you started out your day worrying, or you were worrying, and you just told yourself, like, man, I'm not going to worry, I'm just going to just pick myself up because, bro, it's not going to change anything. So, like, I'm just going to just stop worrying. So, I'm just going to, I don't know how, I want this episode to be, like, we're, like, telling people how, like, we actually deal with, how we try not to.
Yeah, not empirically, but, like,
yes,
actually, because as human
beings. Even if it's a thought of how I just tell myself, man, Rafaela, I am not going to worry. I don't care if I'm doing the right thing. I don't care if I'm doing the wrong thing, but I am not going to worry. So, like, what's your, like, your go-to, you know, what do you do? What do you do to not worry?
I'm just going to use one word. Journaling.
Wow, that is. Please say it very well so that my audience.
Journaling.
So, for the people that are not here, my beautiful, she said journaling.
Journaling.
But that's what you said. You
know, actually, that's what I said. I'm using this because, apart from music being very therapeutic as it is, that's just basically it.
I think that's what almost everybody uses.
Yeah, because just,
It's becoming old, let's be honest.
Exactly.
Music is getting old. I'm sorry, music lovers, but we are music lovers, but that's just the truth. Sometimes if I'm listening to music, I just get even angrier.
It depends. Some people. Okay, what kind of playlist or what kind of songs do you listen to?
Why are you attacking?
It's not just about you. I think this thing happens to me too. Sometimes when I'm like feeling deadbeat and all, and then I'm listening to some songs, if I'm replaying the same songs that I've listened to before, it's too keen, like it's something I've already programmed in my mind. I know most of the lyrics. Why am I listening to this song again? And that is even going to make you more anxious. So how is it helping you?
Yeah.
So I think sometimes shuffling your playlist, streaming, like just on Spotify, and I can just go to a playlist.
So this is a tip, guys.
Yes, it's actually
an extra tip.
It helps me. I don't know about you, but I hope it does too. But back to journaling. It's not something I'm going to say, people that do content and all, I just say, I just get up in the morning and I just start to journal. No, I'm not going to lie. That's a lie from the pit of hell. I'm going to be as honest as it's going to get. This is just me being very realistic. Most of the times, I actually forget to journal, which is very wrong because I'm a writer. So sometimes if I don't do it the traditional way, as in getting my pen on paper, I use my notepad. And then in that moment, if I'm just, okay, this is how I do it. If I'm just feeling a kind of emotion, even if it's not anger, even if it's not anxiousness, maybe I'm just feeling, even if I'm feeling at peace, I can just write something like tranquility. And then, yes, when I write it, and then I'm just like, I'm focusing on that exact emotion. I'm not going to think about maybe a message I got or a disapproval about an application that I got or something. I'm not just going to think about it. I'm just going to be like, you know what? I'm just going to sit down and write about how I feel, even if it's anger. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, when I write about it, there's this ease. I don't know where it comes from, but I just feel like it's just like crying. If you maybe you're not, at, maybe you're in public, you're in a public space and you don't see the need to cry, or you know that you can't cry in this kind of place because people are actually watching you, do you understand? And then you know that you can't go to your safe space, maybe your room or an empty space or something like that. I just journal, and then in my headspace, just, it's not like it's magic and everything clears out, and no, of course not, but I just know that in that moment everything, I just feel at ease at the end of the day, and I'm like, that's how I discovered journaling. Apart from the fact that I write and I'm into poetry and all, I feel like even if you don't have a craft, even if you're not a creative, I feel like you all should try journaling. It helped me. It has helped a couple of people I know. And I feel like
some of your listeners
go really have that.
I know, because like when it comes to me, yeah, like if I get, I worry a lot. Mm-hmm. Your host worries a lot.
My friend worries a lot.
I even worry about unnecessary, because I think today you're just telling me, mm-hmm, we're having a conversation. You're just like, it's not that deep, bro.
I
just dig things unnecessarily deep. I don't even know if it's a curse or something, but like,
it's not good.
But like, mm-hmm, it's just something that it just happens. So worrying has not even become like as if it's my better half or something. But like, what I do is, I'm not really, I didn't really grow up being a friendly person. People that know me personally, sometimes they'll be like, Rafaela is so unapproachable. So like, if I don't even want to worry, the funny thing is, I know I've never said this to you before, and I feel cringe saying this on this episode. God, dude. As much as I love being alone, what I would ever prefer to, if I am in that situation, is talk to my friends. Because talking eases me. I may not cry. I mean, I used to be a crybaby before, but like these days, I've just been numb to some certain things. Even if they break my heart, I'll be numb. But like, talking to my friends just eases me. And even if the worry is there, it's not just, it doesn't take my full day. You know, we're talking about seizing your day. You make so that you make most of the time that you have working in the present. Like when I just talk to my friends, like they just occupy that time. And we end up talking about reasonable stuff, because exactly. I don't keep
you're not whining.
Yes, I have to attract what you are now. So I don't keep this kind of, so I end up, even if I'm whiling that time, I'm not even whiling on something that can damage my person.
It's not something that is actually not going to help me. At the end of the day, you have friends that, even if they're not talking about that problem, they're talking about things that, bro, we don't talk about dumb shit. That's just the truth.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can cross myself. I'm so sorry.
I'm not trying to be proud, but that's just
the truth.
Get yourself a very healthy circle.
Yes.
Smart people.
Smart, intelligent people.
Knowledgeable.
It's not cap.
It's not cap.
It's not cap, because I know how many things. No, I'm going to say that. I'm not just going to say because you're my friend.
Yeah.
I know how many things. I've known Rafaela since like 2020.
Is that hype me? My birthday is tomorrow. Is it? So actually, this is a pre-recorded episode, and it's supposed to come out on my birthday.
So hype me. Okay, so yeah, I know I met Rafaela in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
By the grace of God, we're going to be done with school next month, which is December. Yes! So yeah.
Oh my God.
And we are so happy that, I know how many people lost, like, dead, and also, I've met her since 2020. We were close in 2020, and then, I don't know, we kind of drifted in the end of 2020 to 2021. And then, as of last year, and then this year.
But you're the one that drifted. Don't go back. This poet you're seeing here, she's not this. How would I ever put it? Impossible, secretive. I don't get.
I've always been secretive. That doesn't have to do with our friendship.
What if you've traveled out and I don't know?
What about the travel out?
Okay.
So like, yeah, basically what I'm trying to say, your host is a smart ass.
Oh my God.
It's like literally the truth. Forget the fact that it's her birthday.
Thank you. She's
like, okay, she has this trait that I also possess. She's very inquisitive. She reads. She's an avid reader. I'm an avid reader. And that was how it clicked. And she's this kind of person that, okay, aside from the fact that she has this wonderful podcast, I must say. She's somebody that, she just found out about this. She's going to research about it. She just found out about something like this. She doesn't know this term, and she's not proud. That's, I don't know about you all that have met her in person, but she's not proud. She's somebody that, if you actually tell her something she doesn't know about it, she's going to get more info about it. And I bet you she's even going to have more info about it than you that taught her about it. So yeah, that's one of the perks of having this friend.
Mm-hmm. And it has even, thank you so much, baby. I love you, but the thing is, with this attitude that we've, because I know that my friend Cleo is a writer. I don't even need to say the word writer said, people will know that it's not a small thing, because you cannot just write something that will not, you know, reach out to the hearts of people. So like, we've always found a way to, like the Bible said, says iron sharpeneth iron. Mm-hmm. So does a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. So like, the funny thing is we've just replicated that Bible verse, because the past years we've known each other, like we've been able to sharpen each other's countenance. Like learn from you. I learn, and it has helped us as individuals. Before, when I used to worry, because everything I'm going to say today is going to link. When I used to worry, I just used to dig deep, and Cleo used to tell me, Rafaela, it's not that deep, to be very honest. And sometimes I just put myself in a position to think that the whole world is pressing down my neck. And she just told me, it's not even really about you. Not in a condescending manner. Not
exactly.
Like, it's just, the truth is that, why are you thinking, oh, everything is going to point to you? These people are really moving on with their lives.
And even if at the end of the day, because there are always going to be some evil thinkers, even if something of that sort is going to point to you at the end of the day, bro, everybody's going to sleep. And wake up and forget about it.
What does it mean?
You are now going to be the one killing yourself, dwelling, living in the past. I'm not in the present.
Please drop smike.
Girl! Drop smike. Because, no, factually, that's just the truth. See, at the end of... You see? Okay, I don't know. Somebody like Cardi B, I'm just like going to say it as it is. I'm not going to say, oh, this person should be your idol or whatnot, but somebody like her... If you've listened to interviews or even podcasts or on radios and talk shows and whatnot, you hear some of the things. She's always talking about how she doesn't even care about what people have to say
about her.
She's just, and literally, she's still married. She's not divorced. She's still married. She's literally
married to one man,
you. And she has 2 kids already. And the way people are just going to like emphasizing on the fact that she's a bad this, she's still doing her thing, and she's really not caring about. And I feel like I know I'm not supposed to like say, okay, use Cardi B but I'm not using her as a template. But like, I'm just going to use her as a very good example. I feel like not just her, and people that also have possess this kind of qualities, I feel like we should really not care. It's really not that deep, guys. I'm telling you the truth. It's really not that deep. Focus on you. If you keep on connecting the past with the present, you're just going to lose yourself. That's just the truth. You're going to lose yourself. You're going to project into the future something that is not even supposed to be there. You're just going to leave what is as it is now. You're going to leave it, and then you're now going to be projecting something that is negative. Because quote unquote is going to be negative at the end of the day. You're going to project it into your future, and bro, you're just going to be an unnecessary overthinker. That's just the word for it. Because
we are not done with overcoming our overthinking phase. So we're not trying to like downplay you as an overthinker. We will like this self as we speak. We're going to sleep, we'll still think about something.
At the end of the day, if you have a problem, as long as you have defined that problem, you've sat yourself down, and you know that oh bro, I actually have a problem, that's the first step. So no worries,
you could just relax.
Nobody's trying to downplay anything. Like you said, we are actually still in the phase. We are back talking this like this together.
Okay, if we go back, I know that there are so many things we can overthink.
Exactly.
Overthink about life, school, final year.
Life after school. Graduate.
There's a lot, but there's just this thing. Even if it's like we're wearing blindfolds, please let me wear blindfolds. I just want to be okay for the day.
Thank you.
Because
just be, bro, peace of mind.
We don't even know how far we're going to even. You don't even know. Okay, maybe God will say tomorrow, my child, you're going home.
Exactly. Because what are you overthinking about?
Something you cannot handle.
Bro, enjoy your life.
Yeah. So
enjoy. If you like somebody, go and tell the person you like the person.
Before it's too late.
Yeah. If there's an artist you feel like, nah, I'm not ever going to listen to this person's art, go and try it out today. You don't know if that person can become your fan.
Or if you feel too scared to start something, learning something, going back to school.
Actually a huge step. And I'm going to commend anybody that does that. It's really not easy, especially in the Nigerian school system. If you're older and then you get back to school, everybody's just going to look at you in a condescending manner. That's just the truth. I'm not going to lie. That's why I said I commend those that are actually going back
and
to school.
The funny thing is, we have a friend, we're not going to mention his name, that's quite older than us in our class. Mm-hmm. But like, this person is so devoted.
Yeah.
And like, does so many things. You won't even know, Sev. Like, if someone doesn't come to tell you, you won't even know that, oh, this person is way older than everybody in this final year. But at the end of the day,
and he's a creative, very good.
Do you understand?
Guys.
So like, at the end of the day, my guy is still living his perfect life, and he's making the most of it. Nobody cares about his age.
And okay, this subject, living in the moment, he doesn't even he impressed me like he doesn't even care about his age.
I'm telling you,
because I've had conversations with him and he has said something about how he's just trying to be focused. He doesn't want to care about what age or life has stolen from him.
Oh my god.
When he said that, you can imagine how since 100 level to my final year, it still resonates with me. Because, just live in the moment. Take it as it is. If something good is happening to you, maybe you've had a lot of bad days and then you're having something good happening in your life.
I was going to talk about this.
Finally, after all your job applications, you finally get one good job. Don't ever sit yourself down and say, but they've not been accepting me. You now say something like, these companies have not accepted me. Maybe this one at the end of the day
is going to drop you along the way.
Like, don't do that to yourself.
There's a psychological thing. It's called, I think it's the imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
Gets going for you. Instead of this, you enjoy what is getting, even if it will be destroyed, which we pray not.
Which we pray not, actually.
But like, even if it is, like, okay, who do you as a normal person now? Okay, let me just give an example. If you buy a lollipop here, we all know as a child, like when they give us lollipops, see the percentage of that lollipop falling between the time you were given and the time it will fall is very near. But at the end of the day, that child doesn't know that. The child still enjoys his lollipop regardless. And when that lollipop falls on the sand, the child begins to cry, oh, I want my lollipop back. I want my lollipop back. Or maybe it's damaged and maybe your parents will say devil has eaten it. And the child will not die. Like if for the parents that, okay, maybe they don't allow their child to pick back that lollipop to rinse it, the child will go on. Either they get you a new lollipop or you forget.
What is this name? Tabula rasa, because the child doesn't even know.
Either they get you a new lollipop or the child will just cry and get over the lollipop. Like, that's how we should just be living our life. Like, I'm not saying you should, like, maybe don't be mature or something. Like, just if you want to, when it comes to holding your mental health
We're not saying don't be calculative. Be calculative. Analyze everything you need to do about your life, especially if you're somebody that is organized. Maybe you write some kind of things, your sticky notes, have a to-do list and whatnot. But even, okay, let me use this to-do list as a very good example. I'm not going to say some people like that are, maybe they're like obsessive compulsive people, this OCD patients. It's not like that, but even if I'm just going to use this to-do list as an example, even if you like list up to 5 things on that to-do list and you're able to just do 3 or 2
or even one,
don't beat yourself. I was telling my friend Amor, shout out to her. I was telling her something about how, guy, I actually wrote down like 5 or 6 things on my to-do list and I was able to just accomplish 3. She said, at least you did it. She not even used herself as an example about how she was not able to, and she was so nonchalant and so passive about it. She was just saying, stop beating yourself up, bro. Actually, that's an improvement. You're actually making conscious, this is what I'm talking about, because you're making conscious effort. You know that there's a problem. You know you're this kind of person that procrastinates, or you have this ADHD syndrome thing where maybe you're supposed to focus on this thing and then you just see yourself doing other things where you know you're not away. Exactly, just get carried away easily. You're not somebody that concentrates. You're supposed to like try and organize yourself. This is you making conscious effort to organize yourself. So if you have a to-do list and you're able to just accomplish, just even if it's just one thing on that list, take it off, bro. You actually did something.
Like, give yourself some credit. You did not beg to be born the way you are.
Exactly. Like, it's really not that. Don't look at, I know it's, if you have mentors online and then you see them telling you, go harder, go. Nah. That's content.
Take that chill, sit down,
thank
sleep.
You. Take that chill, drink and rest.
Tomorrow you continue.
If you even want, okay, there's this thing I do. There's this book I read. I can't even remember the name of the book. That's where I actually learned about having accountability partners.
Yeah.
And then if you actually get a task done in a day, there's this thing about how, okay, it's not like, I'm not going to use it as a punishment, but let's say you just look at it like, okay, you're supposed to reward yourself with maybe reading your favorite book or watching your favorite movie or watching your favorite episode or series that night. You're just going to say, you know what, nah, I didn't do this task. I didn't get this thing done. I'm not going, it's not you're doing it for the rest of your life. You're just saying that day that I didn't do that task. I'm just not going to reward myself.
That's actually very plausible. Like, yeah, it's working. You can't.
It's a work in progress. It's something that when you do it, when you remember that, oh my god, I actually missed an episode of this shit, and you know what? This is the reason why I did it. It's actually a lot of work because you don't have any. Especially if you don't have an accountability partner. Because if you don't have an accountability partner that's going to tell you, oh, you actually did not do this thing, that means you're not supposed to get this done. Do you understand? But if you're doing it yourself, that's like self-discipline at its peak. If you're actually able to do that, you're not able to get the task done. And you are disciplining yourself not to get a reward because you did not do something. Bruh. That's like the best. That's like the best you can do for yourself.
I don't think anybody can just do that because
people do it.
I think the percentage of people that do that is like
20. Ah, you said two.
No, because consistency is not easy as it looks.
Oh no, consistency is not easy.
It's like because consistency. I have an episode on that. I'm not going to dwell on that because consistency and accountability, they are. There's a very, very, very beautiful fine line.
It works just too much.
I'm telling you, they're just there, polarized, looking at each other. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't do without you, baby. I need you. I need you. I'm trying to be consistent. And your accountability partner is like, come on, you can do it. That's what it's all about. Like, and people now are going to say this. I'm going to say this rather. Mm-hmm. People be like, time is going. Like, there's this saying. I always have so many sayings. I cannot remember the scene, but there was a shy scene. And it was something like about time lost cannot be gotten back. That's one thing we must acknowledge. Time lost cannot be gotten back. And when you have this idea that, oh, time that is very precious, that when it's lost, you cannot, there's nowhere in this life. Forget movies, forget Spider-Man, forget Avengers and the multiverse. Anything you've lost, there's no multiverse that's going to bring you back.
No matter what you do, there are two things that are always going to be constant in this life, time and change. There's like literally nothing
you can ever do about it.
So even if you want to while away your time, watching Netflix and chill,
you can't get that time back. Yeah, you can just
quietly while it away. I'm not saying no, we used to while it away. See, don't ever look at us like, oh,
or anybody that is doing well.
There are so many imperfect people walking around the world. Everybody's imperfect. Don't ever look at us like, oh my god, this, even your mentor, even the person you're looking up to, is having a daily battle against consistency. That's just the truth.
But human beings, there's this saying again, body no be firewood. And that's just the truth. Like, you get tired because your body needs to even
rest,
rebuild. Yeah. So, like, if you keep exhausting yourself every day and you're not rebuilding, bro, you're not even going to get anything done the next day.
Exactly.
So, I'm even going to.
Especially if you're overworking yourself.
So, we even have to say that. You have to, like, have a very. What I want to say is going to contrast us because we are here recording this episode at 2:42 a.m. I was going to say you need to have a very good sleep schedule because when you sleep well, you wake up and you can make most of your day. I mean, it's good to be nocturnal, but to be very honest, let's be honest.
Do men
work at night? Like,
I'm sorry. I can't say.
Like, if you want to, like. If you want to actually like make it big for the world to see, everything is done in the day. Light. Do you get? Even in the Bible, it says a time comes when there will be no light, no man can work. Like, you can't work at night.
My friend, va? Learning Bible verses every day.
But like, basically, that's just it. So like, even if yes, you're nocturnal, you're working yourself out in the night, it's in the day you will show. You cannot be seen at night. Do you get? You see in the day. So like, even if you want to work out, like, just have something that is conducive. Some people just do that. You end up sleeping throughout the day. And you can't even do anything. Nobody's dancing at night. There's nothing. You cannot tell your story. Do you get? So, like, if you want to, like, capture your life, every bit, every body come of your life. If you want to just capture it bit by bit, you have to be conscious that, first of all, time lost can never be gotten back. So for each day you wake up, you're going to tell yourself, even if, okay, you're going to talk to one person that you've not spoken to in a long time for that day, I'm telling you, that is you.
That is productive enough.
do you get? Like
that is, don't beat you. I'm still going to emphasize on
my day is made if I do that.
Do you understand?
If I should record a podcast a day, even if I don't eat or do anything, my day is made.
Yeah, that's productivity, bro.
My day is made. Mm-hmm. My day is made because I'm here living, controlling my own time. Yeah, that's where we got this from. Like, you can control your time by being conscious of it.
You can.
We're not talking about going to the past. We're talking about living in your present. Mm-hmm. Dwelling in what is in front. Sometimes we get, even me, most times, you just get carried away about what you've lost.
Yeah.
And instead of you to, I was speaking to a friend and he was explaining how he works with his problems. This is a very, very beautiful analogy. He was like, he does not deal, like, multitasking is not for him. Like, when it comes to his problems. Mm-hmm. That he does not, even if he has, maybe he's supposed to buy some and pay for something now. Mm-hmm. Or buy a new furniture or do something, mm-hmm. call the plumber. He does not say, okay, I'm going to call the plumber today. He doesn't put that, his own to-do list there. It's only one thing in his to-do list.
And he makes a mental note of it, yeah?
Very, very accurate mental note. Wow. And he was just telling me that, because he cannot remove the money that he has said that, okay, if he's facing a problem, he said he will invest all, even if he doesn't eat, he will solve that problem first. And he was telling me that most, although it's very difficult, but that's just how he functions.
Wow.
And he was just telling me that most times, you're not explaining to me that most times, if you try to solve two things at the same time, you not create a third problem in between those two. And you end up solving the third problem and not even the second or the first. And I was like, wow.
Nah, like, because wow.
Wow. Like, wow. He was like, I pick my problems one at a time, no matter how dear. Like, so if his problem is not eating, he will not eat because he has a problem he's trying to work towards. I was like, what kind of discipline did you give yourself, my friend? Because
I like the fact that he's actually not multitasking. Because multitasking is a different ball game.
On his own.
I said that's a different ball game.
We that's what multitask
end up not even nothing. Nothing, guys.
We
were very productive last week. We were.
Yeah.
You see how you're supposed to. This is the reward. Don't beat yourself. We're not going to beat ourselves.
So me, I try. Myself, I try.
Yeah, we try. You Listen, try.
Drink.
I'm your accountability partner. I know you try.
So, like, guys, it's not a big deal. Life is short.
Don't stress, bro.
Life is very fickle, very short, very fleeting. Any synonym you want to use, shall just know that you're not even going to be here forever.
Really
so, nice. I mean, while you're here, what are you doing?
Overthinking.
No, don't do that. Just get up, go and maybe hoop. Dance, like
if you've been thinking of going to the gym in a while and you're like, you don't have that, just one day, at least you know that you went.
Go and register,
just
today.
Exactly.
Even if you cannot register, just go outside, start skipping. Just see, I always tell myself, like, instead of not doing anything at all, even if I want to be doing nothing, I'm going to try and make something out of my nothing. Like, even if I know that, okay, yes, sleeping is nothing, but I know sleeping is good for my body.
Exactly. Do you understand? It's just like, at the end of the day, everything you're doing has an advantage.
Yes.
Don't ever look this. I love what you just said. Even if it's nothing, you're making something
out of nothing.
And that's what it should.
Because let me tell you, there are so many things as we are now, there are so many things you don't even know that maybe these are people that have made it. They have taken conscious efforts they've taken that we don't know now. And you're kidding yourself, trying to like fast forward to where they are now. Meanwhile, there are informations. I think when we went to that event, that conference, creative conference, I think Termina, she said something like that. She was like, the difference between you and that person made is just one information. Or was it the black writer? That one of them, Sha, one of them. Mm-hmm. And you're like, you cannot kind of kill yourself like, okay, this is my mentor. There's one huge information that is like, it's...
I think it was Temilade that said it.
I think she said it.
Yeah, I think she was the one. I remember.
And she was like, there's one huge information standing between you and that person that you're looking at. And you want to kill yourself. When you get there, you cross over. If you do can cross over, you cross over. So why are you trying to like fast forward to that future where the person is? You know, somebody's future may be your past. Somebody's past may be your future. Life is very uneven. It's a monopoly. Like, you just have to keep playing, gamble your way through by controlling your own time.
Life is a gamble. We cannot even. Life is a gamble.
You have to make the odds before you. In your own time.
Well said.
Speak things for your own existence. Mm-hmm. Make it be for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You are the manager of your life, the chairlady, the chairman. do things for your
except own God is your script writer.
That's a very good one. But that's it, guys. I think we've done about this. This is it for tonight. Cleo wants to say more, but like, why don't we say more? I think we'll just, there'll be a part two of this.
They should.
I really enjoyed this episode.
Me too.
It was so therapeutic.
Oh my God, my voice is therapeutic in
there. I know.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate the fact that we had to speak on this.
I was supposed to tell you thank you first. Don't be too
sorry. Sorry.
Stop trying to chase.
Sorry.
So, guys, we've come to the end of this beautiful episode of the Teenage Limbo with Rafi. And we thank you so much to our guest, Cleo, the poet, Cleo the writer. I just gave you a name. You don't even
know. I know, that's what you say.
So, thank you so much for coming on the Teenage Limbo with Rafi. And we were so excited. We had a very fun, I'm sure you guys can testify to that. We had a very exciting time with you. And we hope to have you soon. Enough.
Thank you, guys. It's clear here. I really don't have much to say. Just remember journaling. Just remember to journal, guys.
If you can.
If you don't want to take any of the tips side, just journal. Mm-hmm. So, Cleo here, signing out. It's your friend and your host, Rafi.
Bye, guys. And I am anticipating to see you next time. By the way, remember, this is the birthday episode. So, say a prayer for me, guys. Do say a prayer for me. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. And see you next time. Bye.
Love you, guys.
Your ever-relatable podcast is on Instagram as The Teenage Limbo with Rafi. So don't forget to like and follow. Also, don't forget to like and follow on Spotify and every other podcast streaming platforms. Bye, and see you guys next time.